1110 KBND Sports at 15 and 45 past each hour.
Good morning to you. It is 5:15. Taking a look at what's going on in sports today. Dave Jarvis having the day off. Michael Botker scored in overtime for the second straight game to give the Coyotes a 3-2 win over the Blackhawks last night in Game 4 of their Western quarterfinal series at the United Center. Coyotes forward Shane Doan says closing this series out won't be easy.
Yeah, and the fourth is the hardest, and we'll take a 3-1 lead though any day, and that's going to be got to find a way to get the next one. And they've shown so much heart already, and their team over there, and character, and their leadership, and what they have over there. I mean, you know how hard it's going to be.
Botker scored on a breakaway 2:15 in overtime. Shane Doan and Taylor Pyatt scored in the third period for Phoenix, which is a victory away from winning a playoff series for the first time since moving to the desert in 1996. ESPN reports Magic center Dwight Howard will miss the rest of the season. According to reports, Howard will undergo back surgery in Los Angeles today. Howard will also miss the Summer Olympics because of that procedure.
In Northwest Sports, Oregon football coach Chip Kelly questioning an ESPN report that claims 40 to 60% of his players smoke pot. He says if that was the case, the players wouldn't do as well as they do.
I think it's a problem that's on every college campus right now, and I think the biggest thing, our responsibility as coaches, is to educate our guys on what the dangers are, and that's what we continue to do.
Kelly says state law prevents him from conducting random drug tests of students. They can only test when they suspect a player might be using. After defeating Kamloops 2-1 Wednesday night in Portland, the Winterhawks move into the Western Conference Finals of the WHL. They play Tri-Cities tonight in Kennewick, and forward Oliver Gabriel says the teams have a strong rivalry.
I don't think anyone really in Portland does like them, you know, the way they play. You know, they get under your skin, they're good at that, you gotta give them credit.
Portland Trailblazers president Larry Miller says the team has not reached out to the Los Angeles Lakers for permission to talk to general manager Mitch Kupchak. ESPN reporting the Blazers are interested in interviewing Kupchak about the general manager's job in Portland. I'm Brad Ford of the Northwest Radio News Network.